Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
It's really easy as a parent to rattle off a list of rules to your kids, but as they get older, it's really important that they hear the heart behind those rules. So in addition to saying, don't have sex before marriage, we should be sharing the why they should wait message with our kids, offering that beautiful vision that the Bible has for marriage and sexuality. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta. He's a licensed clinical social worker and heads up our parenting department here at Focus on the Family. And we're going to hear a conversation now that Jim Daly and I had with Danny and also with Jesse Manassian as well. And they talked about helping boys handle sexual thoughts in a godly manner.
Danny, you introduce a concept called, you call it the godly reset. Particularly with boys in that regard. What were you driving at? Impure thoughts, if I recall.
Boys relate to this because in video games, especially, I did this in high school. I would press reset when I was losing. It's this idea that if your mind is really going the wrong direction, you got to figure out your reset button. Press reset and then do it differently. Whenever I did those games, I would press reset and then try a new strategy, a different strategy. I wouldn't use the same decision-making in that game. And so the same thing is with my mind. If I notice my mind going somewhere, it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It means I need to press reset and grab onto my thoughts. Because with boys, I've talked to my son over and over again about this, is when you're tired, when you're bored, when you're feeling lonely, those places leave you vulnerable to looking for that quick fix, which mm-hmm. is a sexual fix. That's the quick and most powerful impact to your brain to feel better in the moment, but then you feel shame afterwards. And that a boy can get stuck in that cycle quickly with pornography, sex outside of marriage, and they reset themselves that way rather than a mental reset and a God reset that David knew very well in Psalm 51. He said, God, you can make me pure. You can make me whole again, and looking for that wholeness in God. And some guys will actually have a little reset button that they carry either in their wallet, somewhere else, to have as a visual to say, it's my job to press the reset button, and God will meet me there. And but I need to initiate.
Yeah, and the scripture, I mean, I'm thinking of the scripture where it says, take every thought captive, right?
Yeah.
That would definitely be the reset button. Try to gather that before it does damage to you,
right?
Really. Danny, in past generations, parents have really relied, and Jesse, I'll aim this to both of you, we've really relied on the do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. You know, we're pretty solid with that. Do this, don't do that, and how come you did that? I told you not to do that. That was one of the do not do things, right? Am I confusing everybody? I'm well versed in the do's and the do nots, you could tell. But you have a kind of a different way, Danny, to approach teaching kids about this. I think it involves bread, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the bread exercise is a fun one to do, and it won't always turn out perfectly, so be patient.
That's
with
good.
It.
I'm glad to hear that already.
That's right. What you want to look for is a recipe on how to make bread, and usually they have it that you can make two loaves with it, and it has to call for yeast, because that's an important ingredient in this, and you'll get your kids gathered around, say, hey, who do you guys want to give a gift to? Usually it's grandma or girlfriend's mom or someone like that. And so you decide, okay, we're going to give one of these as a gift. You mix all the ingredients, and one of them you put straight into the oven right away, not like the recipe calls for. Usually it's 2, 3, 4 hours that you let the bread sit out and then stick it in the oven. So the other one you do as the recipe calls for. You stick that one in the oven, and at the end of that you say, okay, which one do you want to give as a gift to the other person? And usually it's the one that looks like the picture, which means you followed the recipe. And that leads to great discussion about ingredients that needed to take shape in the bread. All the ingredients were the same, but there needed to be patience. And in adolescence, we get to learn about love, about the different forms of intimacy. And it takes patience to get to the gift, which is the physical intimacy. And so talking through that you get to show up on your wedding night with a gift. You have all these ingredients, but it takes patience to get there. And some kids have really enjoyed that. And I remember one kid in particular in my counseling practice that said, hey, Mr. Huerta, I'm going to show up to my wedding night with a loaf of bread. Hmm. And I'm gonna tell my wife the story behind this, that I waited for her, and I've shaped these ingredients and learning how to love her for this night and from there forward in this covenant.
Well, Danny, let me go back to something that you were mentioning earlier in the clip about boys and let's call them impure sexual thoughts. This is a tough one for a lot of parents to, you know, address the topic of pornography. How do we do that? And what do we do if our kids have seen pornography or engaged in something that just doesn't feed the mind in a healthy perspective of sex?
Right. This is a real tough moment for parents when it comes into the home. The pornography conversation. I've been asked this a lot. When do we start talking to our kids about pornography? It's really about when do you start talking to your kids about sexuality?
Yeah, that's a
to
good
prepare them.
Say that again, because that reframing is so, I think, freeing for parents.
Right.
I don't have to be in dread about that conversation. Instead,
it's preparing them through ongoing conversations about sexuality from an early age. And that includes the preciousness of the body that they've been given, but also the preciousness of the body of a female and a male. From an early age, talking about the body parts, the way that they're called, and no shame around that. And then the beauty of God's creation, that He has created us to be co-creators with Him, and that includes through sexuality, through sex between a husband and a wife. And of course, the mechanics of that is something you'll talk about further into a sex education conversation. But everything around that, bringing male, female, the joining together in a covenant, in a promise, loving one another, contributing to each other's lives, those are the conversations you give to a child and teaching them about humility and empathy. Those are all things surrounding sexuality. And when they face the potential to view pornography, they'll know that's a counterfeit. But there's still a lot of temptation. So teach them about the desires and temptation, that those are normal desires. God created us to be sexual beings and to experience the body of another person. Mm-hmm. And from an early age, kids have that curiosity. It doesn't make them bad. There's a natural desire for that. And as kids understand that, then they begin to understand the why, because God created it to be a potential to create life. And also the why behind love and connectedness and attachment and closeness there. And this is a complicated conversation along the way, especially with teenage boys that hear all around them that other boys are doing it. They're fine. They're masturbating or the other things that are going on that they bring up. And a parent goes, well, I'm not equipped for this. Pornography and the conversation around masturbation, this is about helping them understand the why. What are you really wanting? You're wanting closeness with another person. God has given you the opportunity to manage your body, to bring your body as a gift to someone else, to connect with them at a super deep level like none other, and to experience the fullness of that. And in that, you can create life as well. And that is an exciting vision to begin to set with your kids. Mm. And when your kids mess up, and the statistics show that they probably will, you have to pause and calm your anxieties down.
Yeah.
And then reset. Talk about what parameters need to be in place to help them be successful at going towards that vision.
Mm-hmm.
That they're not a bad person. They chose something that really got them off track, and now they've awoken some desires that are really hard to handle. And so conversations will need to go up as well as the parameters to be successful as being life-giving in their sexuality. Much more complex than this conversation, John, but hopefully that gets people started to look for resources on how to have these conversations.
Well, and one of those is Launch Into the Teen Years, that video series. Give a word for it.
Yeah, Launch Into the Teen Years is it sets up those initial conversations for parents of children 8 to 12. You can even start at 7, and it gives you 6 sessions to work through with your child. You can go away for a weekend and talk about identity, friendship, social media, technology, and the influences all those have on sexuality, and then male-female differences, all the way to how to talk about sex mm-hmm. together and to set that conversation up into the teen years where you have regular conversations. I value that with my son when he has texted me before and said, hey, Dad, can we talk about those things this evening?
Yeah.
And we'll take a walk and talk about it. open that up and has to begin at an early age.
Yeah, I just want to say we did something similar with all of our kids, and it gave us, if you will, a common currency for communication as they went through the adolescent years. So get your copy of the Launch Into the Teen Years video kit. As Danny said, 6 sessions. It's a great weekend getaway starter for conversations with your kids if you're not sure how to begin some of these delicate discussions. If you can, please help us cover the costs with a $60 gift, and we'll send that series to you. In the meantime, sign up to receive a preview of the series. We'll ask for your email address and send you some links. Donate and get the kit or sign up for the preview. Click on the episode notes for all the details or call 800, the letter A in the word family, 800-232-6459. Well, next time, more encouragement for parents who are maybe anxious about having the talk. And for now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.